USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
A top military official says a Herculean effort is underway to evacuate folks from Afghanistan's capital city of Kabul. Army Major General Hank Taylor stressing that the city's airport remains under U.S. military control and is secure. His comments come as the Taliban has effectively taken control of the Afghan capital. Tennessee Republican Congressman Mark Green tells Fox News what he's been telling veterans who are concerned about what's going on in Afghanistan.
For 20 years, your sacrifice bought us freedom from a terrorist attack. It was valuable. What happens now is on Joe Biden and his administration. The failure to properly get out of the country is his fault, not ours.
Johns Hopkins University is reporting the United States is surpassing 37 million cases of COVID-19 since the start of the pandemic. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Nielsen says more than 30 million Americans are now tuning in to Newsmax TV. It's one of the biggest media stories. Newsmax is available on all major cable systems. And if you cut the cord and don't get cable, you can still get Newsmax. Find it on your smart TVs like Samsung, LG, and more. Just go to your smart TV channel guide or download the free Newsmax app. Newsmax also streams free on Roku, Zumo, Pluto, Amazon Fire, or TiVo. And 7 million people have the Newsmax app on their smartphone. It takes seconds to download it on your phone, and there's no paywall or subscription. So watch Newsmax for breaking news anytime, anywhere. President Trump says Newsmax is really good, and Forbes calls Newsmax a news powerhouse. Find out why tens of millions of Americans are watching Newsmax TV and going to Newsmax.com for breaking news. It's a source you can trust. Newsmax is real news for real people.
Tuesday's AAA survey finds the national average for a gallon of regular gasoline is $3.183 a gallon. That's down 0.4 cents from Monday. The least expensive gas in the United States is a little more expensive, and the most expensive is even a little more expensive. The average price in Mississippi is up 0.1 cents to $2.73.3, while the statewide average in California up 0.5 cents to $4.05 a gallon. Tennessee National Guard members are being deployed to hospitals amid a COVID surge. The Tennessee Department of Health saying members of the Guard will step in to help fill bed and staffing shortages. The state's health commissioner says there are capacity concerns on both the pediatric side and among adults. After just one preseason game, the Jacksonville Jaguars are cutting former quarterback and tight end Tim Tebow. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
Going a little bit more in depth on one of our top stories, a former foreign policy advisor is weighing in on President Biden's Afghanistan policy.
During his address to the nation Monday on the situation in Afghanistan, President Biden said that his decision to withdraw troops from the country was the continuation of a Trump-era policy. Former National Security Advisor under President Trump, John Bolton, says that both presidents did have the same idea about bringing troops home from Afghanistan. But Bolton tells Newsmax TV that President Biden has to own the implementation of the withdrawal and the message that it sends to allies around the world.
The decision to leave was a decision shared by Trump and Biden. Both of them have felt for some time they wanted out, and in that sense, they're two sides of the same coin. The execution of the decision, however, rests entirely with Biden, and it has proven to be a catastrophe. And it has an effect not just on what happens in Afghanistan. This calls into question American resolve and American competence around the world. I think Biden internationally has done himself a great deal of harm.
From the USA Radio News Ohio Bureau, I'm Dan Naraki.
Builder confidence is hitting a 13-month low as home prices soar along with the cost of construction materials. The National Association of Home Builders saying builder sentiment fell 5 points in August. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.